Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Democratic Party candidate for Warren County Auditor, incumbent Tracy Vanderlinden. The election for Warren County Auditor is coming up next week, and Tracy Vanderlinden, you are the current Warren County Auditor. First of all, for those of Warren County residents who don't know, who are you and what are your qualifications to be Warren County Auditor, and how long have you served?
Well, I'm a Warren County resident, have been all of my life except for a few years as a child. My family all grew up here, grew up in a business here in town also. I've been the auditor for going on 23 years now, so I think that gives me quite a bit of experience. I really enjoy the job. I enjoy working with and for the people of Warren County. It's been good.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about what you think the auditor's office currently does well right now and what things that you would like to improve upon if you are reelected to the position.
Well, I think everything goes pretty well. I have a great staff that everybody works well together, and everybody's got our things to do, and the last year or two, I had all of our old books, plat books, and transfer books updated to on a website to where you can go in and pull up your own information, or we have a lot of genealogy people that like to look at the old books, so people can now go online to look at things, or they can still stop in the office if they need to, but I think we've done a great job with elections. This year especially has been a totally different one from what everybody is used to, but my staff and I have all come together very well, I think, and done a great job handling elections here so far. So I think the office is just doing very well.
All right, and is there anything you'd like to improve upon if you're reelected and take some time to focus on for your next term?
Well, at the moment, I'm just not real sure exactly what needs to, everything can be improved upon, but I think for right now, everything is good. The one thing would maybe be looking into, we do all of our transfer books and everything on paper still, but I guess we do have everything electronic too, but it would be just maybe updating a little bit more electronically in our real estate side to put everything on the electronic files and rather than all the paper. But other than that, there's a lot of things that probably could be improved upon, but it's working right now, so we're gonna continue and just do the best job that I can do and to continue to help the citizens of our county.
All right, well, obviously one of the biggest jobs for the Warren County Auditor, one of the biggest responsibilities is the election. Would you say they've gone smoothly over the last several years and last presidential election and last primary?
I think they have, yes. Everything's gone very well and smoothly. I know every 4 years the absentee gets a little bit bigger, but this year is bigger than ever. Everybody's getting out there and voted, which is a great thing. Get their voices heard. So I think, elections have gone very well, and for this time being such a hectic one during the general, for this office, I think, again, my staff has done a great job. We've all done a very good job, and we've had a lot of very good comments from the public as to our curbside voting that we've been doing. So I'm proud of my staff and proud of my office and just glad to be here to help them for Warren County.
All right. Well, another big responsibility I think that's been huge, at least for me that I've seen, has been government transparency. I know the auditor's office is a big part of that as well. How do you want to help improve that for Warren County as far as kind of making sure that government money is as efficient as possible for taxpayers?
Yes. Yep. Transparency is a big thing. And I feel that we have always done that and we will continue to do that. And, you know, if anybody has questions about any of it, they are more than welcome to contact this office or stop in, and we certainly can help them out with any questions they may have on that.
All right. If anyone wanted to find out more information about you or your campaign to be reelected, where should they go and who should they talk to?
Well, I guess they should contact me. They could call me and... ask anything they wish.
Thanks to Tracy Vanderlinden for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.